You're listening to the Texas Standard. When you're talking about exports in Corpus Christi, it's typically in the context of fossil fuels. Since Congress lifted the U.S. ban on crude oil exports back in 2015, billions of dollars worth of oil have been shipped out of the port there. There's a new natural gas export facility, too. It's making Texas history. But some in Corpus Christi have an idea to diversify the city's export portfolio considerably further with a resource in abundance all around the coastal city. With water everywhere and not a drop to drink, officials in Corpus are investigating the viability of large-scale desalination with a view towards selling water from the Gulf of Mexico to others who need it. Joe McComb is the mayor of Corpus Christi. Mayor McComb, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Well, thank you very much.
Is this your idea, or has this been floating around Corpus for a while?
Well, I guess I may be the first one that's verbalized it, but I think a lot of people have thought that with a growing population and limited water supplies all around the country, particularly in West Texas and others, and we've got an endless supply of seawater here, the technology has increased substantially over the last couple of decades to bring the cost to convert saltwater to freshwater to make it really pretty close to even competitively with groundwater or surface water.
So what you're saying is the technology's been there for a while. The problem has been just scaling up that technology in a way that makes economic sense. But you're suggesting
be competitive. If we can get that at a reasonable competitive price, at some point in the future, if you can ratchet up the volume, I mean, there's pipelines running all over under the ground in Texas.
Right.
And people in Midland, Odessa, Wichita Falls, even San Antonio situation is in Austin, there could be at some point of time in the future, I don't know whether it's the next 5 or 10 years or next 20 years, that we could very well be able to pump water and provide water all over the state. I know the legislature a few years ago, the governor called to begin to study a Texas water plan, because I think everybody acknowledges that, Texas is growing and our water supply is diminishing in terms of the availability on the increasing population. So we'd be foolish not to look at it as far as we could take it without having to actually build a plant, because at some point in the future, I don't know whether it'd be in my lifetime, but you sound like a young fella. You probably may see it in your lifetime. I think at one point, one of these days, we're going to be pumping oil and gas down here to the Gulf Coast, and we're going to be pumping water back to the rest of the state at some point.
As you think about this, you want to go out on a limb and give us a year where you think that maybe Corpus Christi could be online and exporting? Give me the number, like 2045 or 2030.
I couldn't tell you. It's hard to tell. I mean, we just went through a year right here on the Gulf Coast, for instance, where we got more rain than we really wanted between Houston and Corpus Christi and all. So our reservoirs right now are full.
Right.
If we go through a 3 or 4 year period of drought again, and the rest of the state does the same, that's going to have a factor. If we get 3 or 4 or 5 years of in a rain cycle where our reservoirs are currently, replenished on a periodic basis, there really won't be any need to do it. But depending, again, on what happens out in the hinterlands, like I say, out in west and central Texas,
right,
that all those figures, that's what's got to be taken into consideration, because once you commit to build that facility, you're talking several $100 million, and that's not an easy decision to make. I don't see it happening in the next probably 3 to 5 years, but we're going to be absolutely ready to go and have the information available for the decision makers at the time when they do need to make it.
Permian Basin's known the world over for its oil exports. Think someday people might be buying Corpus Christi bottled water down at the 7-Eleven?
Oh, absolutely. Or through their water tap or anything else. Oh, absolutely. Water's a precious commodity, and we had a former mayor here, Luther Jones. I don't know whether he was quoting somebody or he came up with it with himself. I mean, he said, whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting. I mean, water rights are pretty important, and having the availability of water. If you don't have water in your community doesn't exist. So at some point, with the population growth and the demand for water, and I think there's no question that, the resource is here, and if we can make it potable and financially and economically feasible, that'd be a source. In my opinion, from what I've been told by the experts, we're pretty close to the water being economically on about the same par. We may have a little more to go, but during this study time, technology will continue to improve. And so I think at some point we're going to come to the right intersection between cost and availability. And at that point, I think we've secured the future for a lot of communities around the state and elsewhere.
Joe McComb is the mayor of Corpus Christi, looking into a major seawater desalination project. Mayor McComb, thanks so much for your time. I hope you have a great week.
You bet, and happy Thanksgiving to you.